This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're saving doctors when we need them.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, hey, let's go and let's talk to, he is the editor-in-chief of, a new site for gun culture. He is, it is one of the best, if not the best, and that is thetruthaboutguns.com, and that is one Dan Zimmerman, who was traveling last week. Were you on business or pleasure?
I was on pleasure last week. I was visiting the family over the 4th of July weekend.
Hey. That's pretty good. Did you hear me say precision the first time? I sounded like Otis the Drunk from Andy Griffith.
And
Aero Precision.
Right,
huh? Yeah.
That just went right over my head.
What? You do? Okay. You mean, listen, I know you've seen the Andy Griffith Show with Otis the Drunk and Barney Fife.
That, I understood that reference. I just missed your slurring the word. I didn't hear that part.
Well, I wasn't slurring the word. That's the problem. That's just the way I pronounced it that one time. I'm having... before showtime, I was sounding like a English literature professor, and right now I sound like a test subject on whether or not you can do LSD and drive.
Yikes.
So, anyway. So, speaking of LSD and driving, let's go take a look at thetruthaboutguns.com, because I saw this... and I'm not surprised this is leading to more crime, because in California right now, while they have legalized marijuana, there's a lot of guys that they're saying, well, they've legalized it now, so we'll just grow it wherever we want to. And marijuana and the dispensaries and everything are leading to more crime, and there was a San Francisco dispensary robbed. And there was a bunch of marijuana taken from there, and take it away from here. Tell me about this story.
Yeah, there was. It's someplace called Mountain Dew Farms, and I'm not sure how PepsiCo lets that go. You'd think that they would there'd be a cease and desist letter on that. But besides that, they had an armed guard at the door. I mean, a guy with a gun.
Right.
And five guys rushed him and grabbed his gun and then invaded the dispensary and walked out with three carloads full of inventory. And I'm surprised they didn't get, at least the stories I read didn't mention cash. Maybe they got that too, because that's a big issue for a lot of marijuana businesses, because a lot of banks won't do business with you, because they won't let you do open depository accounts.
Yeah, they have FDIC. They won't let you have put the money in the bank.
Exactly. So a lot of them are sitting on a whole bunch of cash. So that may have been a target as well, but it seems like this group was only looking for the THC. But this is hardly, as we pointed out, this is hardly anything new. In the city of San Francisco, there's video almost weekly of people or groups of people storming stores and running out with inventory, whether it's Neiman Marcus, which I think that store is in Union Square, one of the nicest sections of San Francisco, to, you know, a Walgreens or a CVS or whatever. They walk in and they walk out. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that that activity has been encouraged in San Francisco by a prosecutor who has refused to prosecute what he's calling petty crimes. So these people know that if they steal, I think the limit $900 or $950, something like that, if they steal something less than that, they're not even going to be prosecuted.
Yeah, but when they went to Neiman Marcus, they were stealing Louis Vuitton purses. Do you know how much a Louis Vuitton purse costs?
Yeah, I know. Each one of those purses was more than $950.
And see, so this is what leads me to my point. When you get out there and you try to decriminalize criminal acts...
Right. It encourages all criminal acts.
Yeah, it just makes it they're more bold because, what have we been told about marijuana? Well, if we just legalize it, that would just take away the black market altogether.
Yeah, and that's not even true because... the state taxes it so heavily that it is still financially more advantageous to grow it on the black market and sell it that way in many cases than it is to grow it legally and sell it through legal dispensaries.
Sure. And the cartels are getting involved in this.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
L.A. County, they found 500 illegal grows. L.A. County.
Right. So imagine what it's like in Northern California, which has been the traditional seat of the marijuana culture industry. So, yeah, I'm sure that's still very much in business. And while there's tons of people who like going to their local dispensary and buying it legally and not have to worry about that, there are a lot of people who would rather pay less and buy it on the street and buy weed that's not taxed, and therefore it costs less. So, and still makes money for whoever's behind all that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I would love for you to get, for Truth About Guns, get some film of Villanueva, or video. Nobody films with film anymore. Get some video of Villanueva going... You know, it's like the wild, wild west out here. We got the drug cartels all over the place warning people that are hiking. Murder's up 36%. Violent crime is up 90%. All this stuff is going crazy. It's just haywire out here. And if you could come to me with a compelling reason, I would let you carry a gun.
Yeah, exactly. And can't manage to convince them to issue a concealed carry permit there.
But he just gave all the reasons for... he just gave the compelling reasons.
Apparently that's not good enough for him.
Well,
the good sheriff has decided he's going to keep a tight hold on that.
For what it's worth, I mean, I watched a video last night. What happens if the San Andreas earthquake happens? Which apparently it's going to happen in our lifetime. We won't have to worry about L.A. no more.
Well, that would be awful. And they've been talking about that. And that fault going for at least the last 40 years that I can remember.
I know, but I don't understand these guys that want to have this tight a grip on their populace when there exists where they live this idea of it's not if, it's when the big one's going to hit. And when the big one hits, every cliche known about the Mad Max Armageddon apocalyptic universe is going to apply to Southern California along the San Andreas Fault. All the big population centers are going, it's going to be horrible. We're going to be hearing about this for years, for decades after this.
And that's the last time somebody like Sheriff Villanueva is going to want to have even more people armed.
Well, I mean, as soon as that happens, the cops will be throwing their uniforms away running.
Not unlike New Orleans after Katrina. Yeah.
Hang on for me, if you would. Let me talk a little bit about thetruthaboutguns.com, if I may be so bold. Thetruthaboutguns.com, for quite some time, they have been a resource that I have used simply because of how prolific they are. 10, 15 articles a day. Brought to you by a team of writers that covers the entire spectrum of the gun culture, the gun world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. Let's talk about Cuba.
Yeah, it's interesting times in Cuba. If you've been paying attention, it's funny if you read the mainstream media and make it sound like people are upset because of COVID and the effects of all that, or maybe it's because of healthcare. But what's happening is they got thousands of people marching in the street. Chanting freedom, 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 some of them waving American flags. It sounds like they have finally gotten tired of living in a socialist workers' paradise that has the best health care in the world and what is 100% literacy rates, as the American media likes to claim in about Cuba all the time, while they drive 1958 Studebakers. And they're starting to let their oppressive government know that they don't appreciate them anymore, and the government, of course, is starting to fight back. So, one of our frequent contributors, Luis Valdez, whose family escaped Cuba in the early '60s, 1961, I think, he's also the Florida director for Gun Owners of America, wrote this piece and said, "Look, his uncle preached to him regularly and learned the hard way, you don't give up your gun. You never give up your gun. The reason the Cubans have been subjugated for the last 62 years is because they're totally disarmed. It's one of the first things Castro and his murderous regime did was to disarm the populace. So now you have is disarmed people fighting back with rocks and fists. If that, against people with truncheons and guns, and who knows what else. I've seen some reports of police and their black berets, like their secret police, opening fire. I don't know if that's accurate. We were seeing a fair number of reports and video coming out of Cuba yesterday before Cuba shut down access to the Internet. So who knows what's actually happening there now. But this is a good object lesson for people in the U.S., and I think a lot of people have taken that lesson, and more and more people are learning that the Second Amendment has nothing to do whatsoever with hunting. It's there to deter a government that might overreach someday, that's why the founders had the foresight to include it. That's why it's there. And that's why Americans own 450, probably close to half a billion firearms to this day.
So one thing that it looks like, it seemed this way too with Venezuela. Even when they were attacking people in Venezuela with armored cars, they still could not get people to disperse.
No. At some point, people figure, I've got nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
They're eating, God knows, cats and dogs, and doing whatever they can to survive. And at some point, people will fight back, even if all they have is rocks and sticks and who knows what else, whatever else they can grab. The Chavista socialist miracle that was Venezuela is a hellhole. Cuba isn't much better. And at some point, these people will fight back. We might be seeing the beginning of that. And it's probably not going to be pretty because an unarmed populace going up against a heavily armed dictatorship usually means a lot of people are going to die. And the question is, will those people continue the push and do whatever it takes to throw these people out?
Well, I mean, they will eventually arm themselves, too. Every time they clash, they will take weapons from time to time.
That's
Battlefield pickup. Yeah, they call that battlefield pickup.
Exactly.
So, and since they all carry the same weapon, they'll be picking up the same weapon, the same ammo, and all that other stuff. And it just depends on how far they go.
Exactly. And how's this going to end? It's going to end in the rulers getting on a plane and flying someplace else, finally? Or is it going to end in a Ceausescu kind of method with people finally lining up their oppressors against the wall?
Well, I guess we're going to see. The thing that this illustrates, though, is that, I mean, we don't ever see any news coming out of Iran. Iran has this kind of thing happen all the time.
It does seem to happen fairly frequently, though, and that's put down eventually.
But I just wonder if it's just because they just don't take it far enough, or if they feel like they need to stop at a certain point, or what it is. Because I don't know what the ratio is to. I would presume that any police they have in Iran is state sponsored or something. It's not like they have the IPD in Iran. So.
Well, that's the question: is how far the police and the military are willing to go. How long are they willing to fire on civilians, sometimes their own neighbors, before they say, I'm not doing this anymore, and start turning around and shooting the other way?
I wonder, you know, I wonder about... I wonder if it would be easier for people like us to do this because we... experience freedom versus people that have never known it.
That certainly is. You have to believe that is, that does make it difficult. If, you know, people have grown up under these kinds of oppressive regimes over generations.
Let me get you to hold right there if I could. This is ripped right off of the top of the page, the cover page of thetruthaboutguns.com. Every time we do this, I'm trying to get it all off of the front page. Unless it's something that I missed and I look back and like, oh, no, that's really intriguing. But, I mean, this is what's waiting for you. That's what's waiting for you. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States stands with the people of Cuba after protests broke out on the streets over the weekend.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence and their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
This as a communist government in Cuba has intensified its crackdown against demonstrators and activists, deploying security forces across the country and arresting at least 80 people, many of those whose whereabouts are unknown. At least 59 Texas House Democrats are fleeing the state to deny the Republican-controlled legislature the quorum necessary to pass voting legislation during a special session. Some of the House Democrats say they'll visit with federal lawmakers in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News. The price of gasoline continues to rise. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of $3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of $3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices.
Millions of people trying to beat the heat in the West will feel a slight cool down on Monday. Las Vegas and parts of California and Utah hit record highs over the weekend, but they will fall back toward average temperatures today. Even Death Valley is expected to drop almost 10 degrees after hitting 130 on Friday. This is the third heat wave in the region. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now in my inventory of things that I have, Dan, I have a couple of pistol-configured thingies. I got one AR pistol. I got one Bren MS2 with a pistol brace on the back of it. Am I in trouble?
Well, you're not yet. But if the ATF gets its way, you will be. I'm guessing that given their Byzantine, ultra-complex model for scoring your particular firearm and combined with the brace and all that, they'll probably consider those things a short-barrel rifle. And that's what... The piece we published today talks about, it's kind of a refresher for people who aren't familiar with it, because, you know, most people don't own AR pistols and may not be aware of what's going on with pistol braces. The ATF has decided after a decade of saying they're just fine that, oops, they're not anymore. And they've proposed a rule, which would classify, the way it's written, it would classify most AR pistols and AK pistols as well that are equipped with stabilizing braces as short barrel rifles. And that would mean they would be covered by the National Firearms Act of 1934. And that would mean that you would have to be fingerprinted, fill out all kinds of paperwork, pay a $200 tax stamp,
in order to keep it. And if you don't, you're going to be a felon. And given I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you a question. They still haven't talked about how they're going to do that, because without a doubt, somebody's going to get up there and say, you know, ex post facto, yo, you guys are getting out here and doing something, and you don't even have a period where our guys can try to comply.
I'm not sure how that part would work. We're in the comment period right now, the 90-day comment period, and well over 100,000 comments have been issued. The vast majority, I think over 90% of them negative. And after that period is over, then the ATF's job will be mandated. Their mandate will be to answer all of those comments. That could take them eight months, maybe even a year.
Yeah.
But at some point, they're going to try to push that through. And when they do that, the question is then going to be how they do that. When the bump stock ban went into place, that was a similar situation. They gave everybody, I can't remember how much, what the time period was, 60 days, 90 days to dispose of it, turn it in. So I'm guessing they're going to do the same thing with these.
They're not outlawing them. They're just redesignating them. So there's a way you can keep them. They're going to have to give some sort of time for this. I know that they were like, well, we could just go ahead and just let them all be that in exchange for the registration. But then they decided, but we're not going to let go of that fee. So this is a big money grab, too. I mean, it's a lot of things that...
That's the question. Whether they're going to, for people who choose to keep them and whose pistols under the new factoring criteria qualify as a short barrel rifle, are they going to open up the registry? Are they going to say, hey, go ahead and register your pistol and all that, and you don't have to pay a fee? I doubt that seriously. I think they're going to make everybody go through the registration process and make them pay the tax, and there's going to be lawsuits. I'm guessing there's going to be a restraining order, restraining order to stop the implementation of that until the case winds its way through the courts, and that's going to be a long process.
I would imagine this ends up before the Supreme Court.
There's a very good chance.
And, I mean, in the beginning, during the election, I kind of thought they were sort of milquetoasty about this, but they seem to be, to have rejuvenated themselves as they sort of figured out, well, you know, they can't do that without the votes, and they don't have the votes, and they're not going to I think the Democrats have given up, even though they still make noise about getting rid of the filibuster. I kind of think they've given up on that. That's one thing I've read and seen a few people saying.
It seems that way.
Yeah, so if they can't pack the court, maybe the Supreme Court will get out there and say, maybe we should earn our pay. We are supposed to be supreme, after all. I mean, I would hate to be the lawyer getting out there and saying, well, I know we said they were okay for the better part of a decade, and now they're just not okay. I mean, can't you just see it my way? I mean, who's going to do that?
And not only are they not okay, but if you're going to stay on the right side of the law, you're going to have to jump through all these hoops and cough up $200. Good luck with that. That's going to be an interesting argument.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. They're saying like there's 40 million of these out there. So the Supreme Court's going to say, so you guys intend to collect 200 times 40 million? That sounds like an enormous taking to me.
It's a taking, and... good luck in finding them all. I mean, pistol braces aren't serialized. there's no record of who bought these things.
Yeah.
AR pistols may be serialized, but of course, as we all know, there is no firearms registration
right.
in this country. Because that would be illegal.
Even in the states where they've got a registry, like New York.
Exactly. New York and California. Are they going to go door to door and look at everybody's AR pistol and see if it has a pistol brace on it, stabilizing brace? Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's going to be sort of a heavy lift. I mean, one, somebody's going to fight it. They're not going to be able, they're going to get enjoined on that. They'll get enjoined they'll get enjoined on the home built guns too.
Yeah,
because I don't know how long that's been in effect since the founding of the country, right?
People have been building guns since before there was a country, and building guns after that. Yes.
What new revelation have we found? To where the gangbangers of Chicago are out there right now with a ghost gunner doing a bunch of AR-15 80% lowers and a bunch of poly 80 lowers, especially since there's none to be had.
Not happening. That's not where they're getting their guns. As we know, the vast majority of criminals get their guns by stealing them.
And they steal most of them out of Bureau of Land Management officers in San Francisco. Steal them right out of the car. I didn't know there was that many of them. Hang on for me. You can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief there. Everything that goes up on that website, Dan has had something to do with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And just to prove the old axiom that a broken clock is right twice a day, we had the esteemed professor, is it Lawrence Tribe?
It is.
Now, let's do a little setup here. Now, Jonathan Turley, who is also a leftist law professor, but he's sort of a Gary Kleck type, where he's an honest guy when it comes to...
He is intellectually honest, absolutely.
Yes, he is intellectually honest. So he gets out there, and he says all the time, you can't do this, and you can't do that, cancel culture this, you know, all this other stuff. This is not insurrection. And he's not afraid to do it. He is not afraid to do it. He's not afraid about getting canceled, and he just keeps on plodding through. Lawrence Tribe, were these two guys, were Tribe and Turley, were they both part of the Clinton administration?
I don't know. Gosh, that was a long time ago, and I'm very old, so I kind of have trouble remembering if either one of them had a part in the Clinton administration.
Seems like they did. It seems like they were around during that time. Anyway, that's all beside the point. Now, Lawrence Tribe, on the other hand, he was right that two times out of the day. Explain in what context this occurred, please.
Yeah, over the weekend, Politico ran a post on an idea by South Carolina Representative James Clyburn. Is he your congressman?
No, thank God.
Part of
no.
South Carolina?
He's down in the middle portion of the state. I think mine is either Timmins or Duncan. I'm not sure.
Well, Clyburn is one of the old Mayans of the House. He's been there forever, and he's a big Biden supporter, and he wants Biden to keep... Clyburn knows that there's no way the filibuster is going to be killed. And as we talked about last hour, I think that has dawned on the Democrats. Well, Clyburn apparently had a brainstorm and thinks that maybe they can get a special sort of filibuster exemption for bills that affect civil rights. Basically, what he's doing is he's trying to get an exemption so that they could pass something like H.R. 1, the voting bill that would basically federalize elections all across the country and eliminate all kinds of protections to make sure that people vote legally and according to the rules.
According to the Democrats, that's what it does, right? I don't know that even if he had gotten what he wanted, though, I don't think that would have gone forward. It didn't go forward anyway.
No, it wouldn't. And this is all just a pipe dream. But it was, you know, the political loves to pump this kind of stuff. And Clyburn says, you know, Biden ought to get behind this thing. And he's even talked to Kamala Harris about it, although I don't know what he thinks that's going to do. Anyway, he thinks there ought to be an exemption and that bills in the Senate that affect civil rights should not be subject to the filibuster so that the Democrats can pass them with 51 votes.
Is that what the carve-out is for, or is it so that they don't consider bills that have to do with Bill of Rights?
That's what the carve-out is for. Clyburn isn't thinking this through all the way, but that's what he said.
See, Clyburn is a very pragmatic guy. He exists in the state.
He's no idiot.
He is the only Democratic representative in the state. There have been some recently that came from the coastline, and Nancy Mace replaced them. So, you know, he is a army of one.
He's
on the
last Democrat
side.
in the House delegation?
From South Carolina, yeah. And I mean, I think he was in Congress when I was a kid.
Yeah, he's been
there. He certainly looks like he's been there that long.
He's been there as long as I can remember, you know, at least going back when I started paying attention to politics in the late 70s, early 80s. So, yeah, he's been there a great deal of time. And that's why he's got a lot of clout, and he was a supporter of Biden, and he thinks that he can – I don't know what he thinks Biden's work can do. Biden carries no weight with anybody. But, you know, there it is. That's what that political article is about.
I was listening to Biden in the break during the news, and I realized he's slurring his words much worse than I was earlier.
Maybe, and he's whispering more, too, again.
That's bizarre.
Trying to creep people out.
That's bizarre.
I know, it's very weird. And even, I think it was even CNN commented that's very creepy. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, Clyburn's idea is what Professor Tribe tweeted about, and he quoted it. He said, Representative Clyburn, quote, I'm not asking you to eliminate the filibuster, but what I'm saying is that nobody ought to have the right to filibuster my constitutional rights, unquote. And then Tribe commented, this is the solution, an act carve-out for laws protecting constitutional rights.
Well, which right was old Jimmy Boy worried about?
Well, Jimmy Boy, again, is worried about voting rights, but there are other constitutional rights. And what Professor Tribe sure didn't consider, but what Rob Romano, the Violence Policy Coalition, pointed out was, gosh, there was another constitutional right that was voted on back in 2013 that would have made concealed carry permit, just like driver's licenses, and required every state to recognize permits issued in other states. In other words, concealed carry reciprocity. And that bill got 57 votes back in 2013.
Sure did. It got the most votes that day.
Yes, it did. It got a bunch of Democrats. 13 Democrats voted for it. Yep. So it got bipartisan support, but it fell to the filibuster. Would Professor Tribe advocate that something like that be protected? Because that's a civil right, just like voting. It's right there in the Bill of Rights, number two. Somehow we think that wasn't a right that Professor Tribe would support. And
you don't think so?
No. And that's because, as we all know, the Second Amendment is, as Justice Thomas has pointed out so many times, a second-class right, or it's treated as such.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got to, stuff is stacking up on this, and I mean, sooner or later, they're going to hear something, and with the current complexion of, especially the way they've been going after Breyer, I would love to see them take one up the way the left has been going after Breyer. I'd love to see a vindictive Supreme Court justice going, well, you know, I used to think the way you guys did till you wanted to bench me.
Yeah, I don't see Breyer doing that, but I certainly wouldn't blame him because they were going after him hard, and he's already hired clerks for the next term.
Well, I know he probably won't go that way, but I can dream. But, I mean, they're going to get something in front of them, and they're going to create that legal precedent. And when they do, you and me and everybody else that's out here, our sails are going to billow with wind, and we're going to come out here hard. And everything that has been the second, like Heller and McDonald, all that, and whatever the new one is, we're going to be pumping that it's the biggest tagline ever. And they're going to have to deal with this for a while. And I'm sure they'll circle back and say, well, you know, no rights are absolute. Well, all you got to do is disarm us, and you can enforce that one, buddy. But anyway, before we run out of time, this also was ripped from the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. I don't even scratch the surface. An hour can't scratch the surface of what they did today. I bet I haven't done a quarter of what they did today. I bet I haven't done 10% of what they did today. So go check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me, as always, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's the Yeti, Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.